AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The upper chamber of the Russian parliament has voted unanimously to let President Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The chief of Putin's administration says the authorization is necessary not in order to achieve some foreign policy goals, but in order to defend Russia's national interests. Earlier this week, General Philip Breedlove, NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe, said Russia has already moved a lot of military capability to Syria.
These very sophisticated air defense capabilities are not about ISIL. They're about something else.
On another front, U.S. airstrikes hit Taliban positions overnight around a key northern city seized by insurgents this week. Afghan troops are massing on the ground ahead of what is likely to be a protracted battle to retake Kunduz. The only woman on Georgia's death row was executed early this morning after numerous appeals failed to spare the life of the convicted murderer. AP correspondent Kate Brumbeck reports from Jackson.
Kelly Giffendatter was executed for the 1997 murder of her husband. She conspired with her boyfriend, Gregory Owen, to have Owen kill her husband. Owen did stab her husband to death. He pleaded guilty, testified against her at trial, and will become eligible for parole in 2022.
AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports the Senate and House plan near last-minute votes to avoid a government shutdown.
The government is set to run out of money at midnight, but the Senate has a vote set for this morning to approve a measure that'll avoid a shutdown by providing funding for the government until the second week of December. House approval is expected later today. The measure includes money for Planned Parenthood that many conservatives wanted to eliminate, with some willing to risk a shutdown over the issue.
Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, jailed for failing to issue same-sex marriage licenses, says she met briefly with Pope Francis last week in Washington. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen says its commercial vehicles and cars from its Spanish unit are among the 11 million fitted with a diesel engine that can cheat on emissions tests. In Frisco, Texas, Hendrick Volkswagen GM Alan Brown says details should come out soon on how the problem will be fixed.
No one that I'm aware of under our counsel has been brought into the light of what the real fix looks like. You know, we're hoping in the next 2-3 weeks, sometime in October, that we really have it pinned down and we know exactly what we're facing and how to walk the customer through it when they come into our stores.
A rock and roll and rhythm and blues singer whose 1959 hit brought him international fame when he was 19 is dead at the age of 76. Frankie Ford hit number 14 in 59 with Sea Cruise. He never had another top 40 hit. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.